time for a look at sports. I'm Jared Pettis on the local side. Mac men's basketball from Wednesday. The Cardinals were at Lakeland Community College and got the win 93-74. It was a back-and-forth first half until the end of it. The Cardinals outscored Lakeland 10-2 in the final 12 points of the first half and led after one half of play 38-28, then put up 55 in the second half en route to the win. Mac head coach Tony Irons on what changed late in the first half.
We just had to make some adjustments. They were calling some things going to the rim. So, you know, we played a little bit more zone today than we probably played in the past, though. But, you know, and I thought that was able to give us a little bit of kept them from getting fouled, number one, and then until we forced them into some quick shots, and we were able to capitalize on that. So I think the zone played dividends for us today.
Mac was led by Nazir Allen with 28 points, and Nazir Binion had 21. The Cardinals are 9-5 and host Southwestern Illinois on Friday. We'll have it for you on KFMO and KFMO Sports Plus at 6:30 with tip-off at 7 o'clock. In women's basketball, the Lady Cardinals beat Vincennes on the road 76-58. The Lady Cards are back in action Saturday against Rin Lake. We'll have that one for you on KFMO and KFMO Sports Plus. And in boys basketball, North County was at home against Saxony Lutheran. And at their home opener, the Raiders win 52-49. West County over Herculaneum in girls basketball 64-28. And in boys and girls wrestling, on the boys' side, Kelly beat North County 39-35, but North County beat Sykeston 35-32. And on the girls' side, North County beats Kelly 30-18, but falls to Sykeston 31-30. And also on Wednesday, the Central Christmas Tournament seeds were released. On the boys' side, the top four seeds read Potosi, Farmington, Festus, St. Genevieve. 5-8 is Hillsboro, South Iron, Jefferson at Arcadia Valley. 9-12, Fredericktown, DeSoto, North County, and West County. And 13-16, Herculaneum, Steelville, Central, and Crystal City. And in the girls bracket, the top seed is Festus, the two seed Potosi, Arcadia Valley's the 3, Central the 4, Fredericktown is the 5th seed, South Iron the 6, St. Genevieve at 7, and Steelville at 8. You can find the brackets online at KFMOsports.com. Coming up today on the local side in boys basketball, the Central Rebels get their home opener against Jefferson. Kingston is at Grandview and West County hosts Potosi. In girls basketball, the West County Lady Bulldogs are at Fredericktown. Kingston at home against St. Genevieve. North County hosts Windsor and Arcadia Valley is at home against South Iron. At HL, the St. Louis Blues were back in action on Wednesday as they played the Winnipeg Jets. Here's the Blues Radio Network.
Last night, the Blues welcomed in the Winnipeg Jets as they were looking to put themselves back into the win column following that loss to the Nashville Predators. Winnipeg came in, and the Blues outplayed them in the first period, outshot them 11-6, while Joel Hofer stopped all six shots that he saw. Connor Hellebuck stopped all 11. Then in the second period, the Blues would finally get one past Justin Falk's 8th goal of the season at even strength. Robert Thomas picking up the assist, put the Blues up by 1. Joel Hofer stopped all 9 shots that he saw in the second period and then continued to do so in the third. The Jets outshot the Blues 9-3 in the third period. Hofer stopped them all to pick up another shutout as he has the 4th best save percentage in the National Hockey League since November 27th. The 1-0 final scores. The Blues pick up their 13th win of the year. They'll be back at it tonight against the New York Rangers. Puck drop at 7 o'clock, pregame at 6:30. On the St. Louis Blues Radio Network.
Alex, thanks. Blues head coach Jim Montgomery says the defense played well, particularly Philip Broberg and Colton Parayko.
I think they took it upon themselves to be on the right side of pucks. Didn't give them any odd man rushes. I think they might have had one all game. So they were just on the right side of pucks, and a lot of that is 6 and 55. We get that matchup. And they're long and fast, and they have great sticks, so that really helps the forward line that's being matched up against them.
The Blues are back in action tonight. Jordan Binnington between the pipes. Pregame coverage at 6:30 on B104.3. The Blues and Rangers drop the puck at 7 o'clock. And NFL, the Kansas City Chiefs play on Sunday against Tennessee, and they'll be without quarterback Patrick Mahomes for the remainder of the season after he had surgery to repair a torn ACL. Head coach Andy Reid on dealing with this week and the rest of the season without Mahomes.
Everybody feels for him. At the same time, this is a crazy business that way. You know, it moves on, and, you know, Minshew steps up, and now he has an opportunity to play, and thank goodness he's here, right? So He's got experience, and the guys trust him, coaches trust him, but like we all love Pat, and he's a special kid.
And with more on the Chiefs, here's your Minute with Mitch.
It's time for a Minute with Mitch as we take a moment to discuss football with a play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. It's presented by Hy-Vee, the proud official grocery sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Now that the Chiefs are 6-8 and out of the playoff picture, the focus shifts to the future. And for me, I'm anxious to observe the Chiefs' emergency left tackle, Esipole. In a world of combines, all-star games, pro days, and the NFL draft, there's still some hidden players. Esipole didn't play high school football. He was a basketball player. He went to Chabot Junior College, played a little. He was a computer engineer and a shoe retailer. Washington State took a flyer on S, and he played only 22 games for the Cougars. That's it. The Chiefs signed him as a rookie free agent on May 5, cut him on August 26. Jets claimed him on August 27. The Chiefs got him back on October 25th when the Jets cut him. I don't know where Essa goes from here, but there's a chance he could become one of the NFL's better stories on this Minute with Mitch.
Make your next tailgate tail great.
Go Chiefs!
With help from Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs. This football season, find all of your tailgating needs at your local Hy-Vee. From chips and beer to the freshest meat and seafood in town. The culinary pros at Hy-Vee take all of the guesswork out with pre-made dips, snacks, and more. And don't forget to stop by the bakery for a wide assortment of sweet treats. Tailgating has never been easier with help from your local Hy-Vee. Also remember, your local Hy-Vee is the place to find the highest quality beef, hand-selected and sourced from family farms throughout the Midwest. When it comes to beef, Hy-Vee goes the extra mile to bring affordable, tender, and delicious flavor to every tailgate and grill out. Stop into your local Hy-Vee to find Angus Reserve, Choice Reserve, and Prime Reserve beef options for your next gathering. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs.
The Chiefs and Titans, Sunday at noon. Coverage starts at 11 a.m. on AM 1240 KFMO. That's sports. I'm Jared Pettis.